News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A recent survey has placed Ireland in the top 10 most pessimistic countries in the world when thinking about the future. And Professor Brendan Kelly, Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College in Dublin, joins us now. Brendan, good morning to you and Happy New Year. Why are we so gloomy?
We're not so gloomy overall. Ireland is a very interesting mix, Ciara. We have this study today saying that we are among the most pessimistic countries mm-hmm. about the future, but many, many surveys show that we are among the happiest countries if you ask us, how are you in this moment?
I've been talking about this all morning because I was going, we are a happy people who say things are bad. Is it the poor mouth? Is it the fear of getting above ourselves or something?
It is. It's called defensive pessimism, which is we say we're going to start something or do something or look at the future, but that it will all be terrible. It will be a disappointment. We won't get on well. Everything will fail. It will be dreadful. And this is a way of managing expectations and avoiding amplifying disappointment. It's called defensive pessimism, where we predict everything will go down the tubes very quickly indeed. So anything at all that goes well is a bonus.
So we are not people who manifest. We are people who touch wood and don't jinx it and don't tempt fate. Or are we those people?
We do the opposite of manifesting positive outcomes, whatever that might be. We paint a doomsday scenario for the future in the full knowledge that if things are in any way reasonable, this is somehow a victory for us. And, you know, we do well with this. When you look at the happiness surveys, we're invariably around 15th or 17th happiest country out of around 170 countries around the world. So one of the happiest countries, mainly because we are a relatively rich country globally. But part of our emotional richness appears to be an unrelenting pessimism about the future.
So are we managing our own expectations? We're like, sure, not too bad now. Grand. We're afraid to say we're not Californians. We're not like, it's going to be amazing. I'm going to achieve all my dreams. We're not those people.
We are certainly not Californians. We are not reaching for perfection. We're not even reaching for mediocre. We're hoping for adequate. On a good day, we find that if we reach any further, we're only going to be disappointed. It's a very complex. And, you know, it's one of the secrets of happiness. People produce happiness equations from time to time. And these mathematical expressions of how to be happy always boil down to one thing, which is to have low expectations. And then you will likely achieve them or exceed them.
Okay, so these things are actually linked. Our pessimism and our happiness are in fact from that kind of linked.
They are intrinsically linked. Without our pessimism, we wouldn't be happy. Or to put it
another
way.
Because we're not disappointed. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. But also, you know, we do like to say that we suffer and will suffer more. And someone once said to me, if you take my suffering from me, I'll have nothing left. I'll have nothing to live for. So the pessimism is an intrinsic part of the way we construct our
happiness. So we love our 800 years of oppression is what you're saying. And that's why we keep going on about it. And we're looking forward to 900 is what we're hoping anytime soon.
We see the future as a dark place where everything will go wrong, or certainly we linger on what will go wrong. And the other reason we do this, Ciara, is it bonds us. There's nothing like...
We're all in it together.
We are all in it together, and it might be going off the edge of a cliff all at the same time, but at least we're holding hands and we have community. And communities are built entirely on pessimistic predictions about the future. It's the social glue that keeps us together. And if anyone starts being optimistic, they're seriously disrupting the social order around here.
I cannot tell you how much I have, despite your pessimism, how much I have enjoyed this chat. It's absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much for explaining to us why we're all such miserable gits, but it turns out it makes us happy. But thank you for that indeed. That is Professor Brendan Kelly there, Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity. Shane, I feel uplifted in some peculiar way now.
Yeah.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.